Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Xena Life as a Dominatrix. This is episode 35. This will be aired on Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. Before I begin discussing this topic, I just want to let you all know that I have a Venmo page that accepts tips. Tips are not obligated, but tips are greatly appreciated. So thank you very much. Okay. Today's topic, public masturbating. Just don't do it. This is also called Second Ave Chronicles. I just wanted to get my thoughts down on what had happened, and I thought, okay, this is just another day here in New York City. Just another shocking day, surprising day, interesting day. Yeah. So, let me get started. Second Ave Chronicles. I'm just minding my own business, leaving the Lower East Side at 9 p.m. last Wednesday night. I decided to take the F train home to Queens instead of taking the Uber. Each and every time I leave that neighborhood, I get on that specific stop, the Second Ave F train stop. At any rate, on this particular night, I noticed a group of people on the platform, maybe 10 or 15 people. They're not scattered on the platform. It's a pretty big platform. They could be scattered if they wanted to be, but they were just all bunched together. I just wanted to get past this group of people. I walked through the crowd of people. And now I know why they are all bunched together, talking amongst themselves, chuckling amongst themselves. Because there's an actual jerk-off going to town on himself on the bench to their left. At any rate, I'm just looking at the ground, just trying to get through these people. And then I notice a man in a green sweatsuit just sitting by himself on the bench. I notice that his green pants are down to his ankles. Then I notice our arm movement. So I thought, okay, he's having a muscle spasm. Then I accidentally catch a glimpse of him stroking his big black cock. Then I look at his face and he's clearly looking at the crowd on the platform. Immediately, I turn my back. I thought, okay, where are the cops? What are the cops going to actually do about this public masturbator? Then I thought, where is the fucking F train? And why does it usually take forever for this fucking F train to arrive? Then I thought, should I kick his ass? Waiting for the train with my back turned in disgust. I thought, I just want to get back to Queens. The Lower East Side is an interesting neighborhood at night, to say the least. So finally, the train had arrived. Finally, he finished. I know he finished because from the corner of my eye, I noticed his arm movement had stopped. In the past, I've seen a couple people going to town on the F train stop. I've seen other people French kiss with one another on the F train stop. I've seen other people sleep on the benches at the Second Ave stop. The stop usually reeks of piss and cigarettes. So now when I go to that stop again, I will not be sitting on the bench because I might be sitting in a puddle of cum. Public masturbating, just don't do it. That's the moral of this story. Just don't do it. Sure, masturbating is great in the privacy of your own home or with yourself or with your partner, but in public, a hard no. We did not consent to this jerk off looking at us, jerking off, going to town. We did not consent to that. And I thought, oh my God, if there are any tourists here looking at this, that would be a story for them to tell when they go back home to where they live. And it's incredibly sad for sure. But I thought the nerve of this motherfucker. And it brought me back a memory to when I was 16 years old. At age 16, I worked at a restaurant. That was my very first job. There were two locations, one in Lakeview and the other one in Rogers Park. And it was known that at Rogers Park at night, the Howard Street stop was dangerous at night. This was in the mid-90s. One time, I'm just at age 16, minding my business, sitting on the train, the red line, just trying to get home, just going home. The train was empty. This particular car was empty. And then there was this guy that got on from the next stop. I think it was Pratt or one of the stops. He got on, but he sat not directly next to me, but across from me. And this had to have been maybe 8 p.m., 9 p.m. I can't remember, but it was at night. And I thought, it's very unusual that there's nobody on this train at night, on this train car, just myself looking out the window. So this guy, I'm 16, not an adult. I'm just minding my business. And from the corner of my eye, I see arm movement. And I didn't think of it, but I thought of it. I'm like, wait, what is he doing? Why is he moving his arm up and down? What is going on? And why is his head turned to me? And then I look a little more to my left, as he's sitting to my left. And then I notice he's really looking at me. Luckily, I didn't see his cock, but I knew what he was doing. I don't know how I knew, but I knew what he was doing. So I just sat there quiet, stiff. And I thought, what is happening? What is going on? He's looking at me. And many years later, I realize he did this non-consensually, this guy at age 16, this fucking guy, this fucking disgusting motherfucker. And I don't remember what I did. I don't remember if I got off at the next stop. I don't know if I moved to the next train car. I just don't remember that part. But what I do remember, I just sat there uncomfortably. So that's not cool. It's not cool to fucking masturbate in public and whip it out. Public nudity. I mean, sure, there's nude beaches. I could understand that there's nude beaches, but as long as there's no innocent people under the age of 18 there. So, yeah, that was my little story at age 16. And I had forgotten about that story until years later. So, last Wednesday night, it brought me back a memory. Like, this motherfucker, this fucking jerk off. He's fucking jerking off, looking at us without our consent. And then I thought, why didn't I call the cops? All I wanted to do is go home, that's all. And usually the F train takes forever. And then I thought, okay, there's other train stops in the Lower East Side. I could have gone on East Broadway, or I could have walked to Soho and gone on Spring Street or Prince. But that second half stop, it's a busy stop, Houston, I believe, right by Cath's Deli. And I was leaving a friend's event. And I believe that's why I got on the stop, because it was near the venue that she had her event at. So I thought, okay, that's convenient. I'll just get on the Second Ave stop and see what I see tonight. Because each and every night I get on that stop, which is maybe, I go to the Lower East Side maybe once a month or once every 2 months at night for their club life and nightlife and bars, or maybe another friend hosts the event and I go to their party. And the event venue is near that Second Ave stop. So I think that's why I get on that Second Ave stop. Or I could have just fucking Ubered and paid money just to sit in an Uber in traffic to get home. But that Second Ave stop is very interesting, and I thought, okay, if I kick this guy's ass, then I'd be arrested. Or they might say, oh, she's kicking a homeless man's ass. And I just wanted to mind my own business and get home and wait for that F train. F for fuck. That's why they call it the F train, because when you miss a train, you say fuck. Or when you're waiting for that particular train and it never fucking shows, you say fuck. In my case, to the left, there's a fucking jerk off. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm looking at the faces of the group of people, and they're laughing, they're talking amongst themselves, but I'm thinking it is incredibly sad that New York City has a major homeless problem. It's a serious problem, and it's heartbreaking. That's my other thought too. I thought, okay, sure, he doesn't have anywhere else to jerk off, but I'm like, no, he should fucking do that in the privacy of, I don't know. There's really no alleys here in New York. He could do that shit elsewhere, but why there? And I swear I've seen this guy. I feel like I've seen this guy before at that stop doing the same exact thing. But I can't really remember. But it's a very interesting stop. And I mean, my instinct was, okay, I'm gonna kick his ass, but he might like it. Or he might push me and get his jerk off hands on me, or try to fight me with his jerk off hands, and I'd fight back, of course. But I'm just not the person that usually picks a fight. I'm not that person. I don't like violence. So to publicly masturbate is just no. It's a hard no. It's a hard limit. Just don't do it. And it was clear that this person is homeless, which is sad, but overall, it's just not cool to non-consensually show off your big black dick in front of innocent people just trying to find their way home. I'm turning to a article from the New York Post that was posted back in January of 2023 regarding homelessness. The topic, NYPD mulls new tactic to curb rampant homelessness. More city homeless people would be threatened with costly summons and even jail time under this new NYPD proposal. So let's see. The massive from the chief of something, something, something suggests greater widespread use of ticketing for the homeless who hoard more than they can carry off in one trip. The summons involves misdemeanors and require the payment of fine of between $50 and $250. If the fine isn't paid, a bench warrant would be issued for the violator, who would presumably then be hauled into court and potentially jailed if she or he couldn't cough up the money. So, in my opinion, to ticket homeless people, what the fuck is that? Not cool. The homeless, they need homes. A lot of homeless people, they choose to be homeless because of the conditions of the halfway houses or shelters, or they're afraid of getting robbed or hurt or molested or et cetera, et cetera. They don't want to go in these houses. It's just not safe for them. They feel that. And so that's why they choose to sleep on the streets or sleep on the park benches or train benches. Yeah, and it's incredibly sad. This city, this country has a mental health crisis, a homeless crisis. A lot of the U.S. funds is being sent to God knows where, different countries. But the funds should be really for the American people. That's just my opinion. I feel really awful and sad, and it's very heartbreaking to see homeless people sleep outside at night. But that's what they chose. That's what they chose. And during the daytime in the Lower East Side, before the event, I was just walking through the neighborhood, taking photos. It's what I love to do. And I notice a mattress under a scaffolding, and somebody's just laying there. That's his home, is this mattress. And this person at the 2nd Ave stop, that might be his home. In his mind, that might be his home. That bench, that might be his couch in his mind. And he's doing whatever the fuck he wants on his bench, on his quote-unquote couch. And it's incredibly sad. Where am I getting at? It's just really heartbreaking to see homeless people here. That's one of the downsides of big cities. New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, LA. There's a lot of people live outside. They should have homes. They should have access to mental health care. They should have access to a warm meal. A good meal, healthy meal. And regarding public masturbating, don't do it. But in that guy's mind, he probably thought, okay, that's his living room or something. And I thought, okay, should I kick his ass? Maybe he might whip out a weapon. He might have a weapon. And then I thought, I should have fucking called the cops, but what are the cops going to do? They're going to just scoop him up and take him away and then just put him back on the street. But I just wanted to write this down, and I just wanted to overall go home and not see a public masturbator just going to town without our consent. I say consent, 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 consent is everything. Safe, sane, and consensual. I didn't consent to fucking seeing his big black cock. What the fuck? Part of me is just very angry and very saddened by what I had witnessed. Angry because I didn't consent to that. I didn't want to, you know, I was not expecting that. Then I thought, oh, just another day at the Second Ave stop. I did see an individual for a session recently, and he stated that I'm not saying any names because I keep everything confidential, but he had stated that he was on vacation on the balcony having sex. I said, was it during the day or night? Because he brought this up to me, just wanted to share that information. And he stated during the night. I said, there better not have been any underage people around. He said, no, there were not. There was nobody around. I said, good. Because somebody that's underage, they don't consent to that. And that's, you know, that you could get arrested for that, for public indecency, public exposure. And especially if it's I was just curious, like, okay, daytime or nighttime. During the day, people can, you know, obviously see other people. If they see any action on a balcony, they'll witness that. I said, it better not, you know, happen during the day. He stated at night. I said, well, why didn't you just go inside? yeah, but that was his choice and his partner's choice. But I thought, okay, he's just having fun. And then I also thought there better not have been any underage people around or else. And that's not cool. And I get that flashback memory of me at age 16 sitting on the red line, minding my business, just trying to get home. And then in the corner of my eye, I see arm movement. And luckily I didn't see his thing. And it's disgusting. It's, yeah. And I felt, at the time, I've forgotten about the incident for years on the red line. But now to think of it, he violated me, my innocent self at age 16. A minor. I didn't consent to that. That's not cool. So, lesson is public masturbating. Just don't do it. Do it inside in the privacy of your own home. So yeah, I just wanted to write that down and you might have mixed feelings about this, but I just wanted to get this off my chest and write this all down, my notes. And I wanted to talk about this in this particular podcast episode that will be aired on Tuesday, April 4th. So if you have any questions or comments about this episode, you're more than welcome to send me an email. And yeah, lesson is public masturbating. Just don't do it. And that Second Ave stop is a very interesting place. The Lower East Side is a very interesting place as well. And in New York City, it's a interesting place. That's the word I'll use. Interesting for this topic, for what I'm feeling right now. And yeah, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And again, tips are not obligated, but tips are appreciated. So thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great day.